What up, you gorgeous nerds? We back in the building? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Expand the vernacular. Don't be average, people. Today's episode is brought to you by the really about to be opening now, Bottles and Brews. So if you're in the Omaha metro area, swing by, get your booze. You know the address off the top of your head?
No. I know it's like on underneath and fucking...
Q or some shit.
Between Q and L.
Yeah, somewhere in there. You'll fucking Google it.
Yeah, bitch.
That being said, I am your boy, the Lord on High, a.k.a. Mr. Flamed Up for no reason today.
You whooping. Whooping hard. Nigga,
I was about to wear a red bandana shirt and red bandana underwear just for the sake of doing it, but I was like, that's going a little too hard today. I ain't been flamed up in a while.
I got a lot of black neighbors now. I just realized that. I'm like, go ahead. So
now he's being racist. All niggas ain't intimidated by gang members. Racist, Braden.
No, because they'd be like, oh, look, the hood found us. We all left the hood for a reason. And then you got this dude out here whooping hard shit.
So the racist one is Braden.
Today.
Yeah, today. Today's the racist stuff today. And I wish we had some ephemeral music to fucking hit and trigger.
I know.
This thing is actually in his black Jesus robe.
Yes, it is I. It is I, my fellow nerd children. Your favorite login host is back. Well, I should say member. I'm not a fucking host. I'm just a guy in the back who say stupid shit.
You borderline baby bitch at this point.
Oh, fuck you. I would never be borderline baby bitch. But yeah, I am back, new and improved, 300 and something pounds lighter. So yeah, had to shed dead weight. So feeling good, feeling great.
If y'all want to know what he looks like, if you've seen Game of Thrones, the swallows that make you walk throughout town butt ass.
Shame! Yo, shame!
That's what this motherfucker looks like.
Yo, if you want to know what I look like, you turn to your grandmother's wall and look at that white man on the fucking wall and actually picture him how he's really supposed
and
to
and paint
look,
him black.
You know?
And throw some locks on him.
Yeah, throw some dark
the
red.
The real Jesus, nigga.
A dark red, reddit, like, fitted sheet.
Hey, all the Jesuses I know are Mexican.
Oh, and I'm the racist one? Let me just take my crown, dog. Take my crown.
All right, so today.
Braden's here too.
Yeah. I did say the racist one today is Braden.
I didn't introduce myself, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what?
Go ahead, Lord.
And you're the racist one. You're the one talking about, the only Jesus I know is Mexican.
Hey,
I was about to say Jesus Shuttleworth, but everybody don't know that nigga.
True. Yeah, I do. I mean.
But today's topic, we're going to go to war for the gangsters around the world because how people are trying to skew the narrative to make it look like gangsters are just as bad as domestic terrorists is bananas.
And keep it clear, by gangsters, we mean motherfuckers from the hood who do that banging. And like we were saying, you know what I mean? Like maybe that's why I subconsciously flamed up today. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
I knew because this wasn't a planned topic. We just like winging it. So
it was such a good topic off air. Like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's run with it.
Yeah. And like we were saying off air, there is a fucking G code. And we're from all three different areas of the world, essentially.
First, can you catch us up to why we're talking about this?
Oh, yeah. So pretty much. It's no secret, bunch of mass shootings all over the place. Within the past few weeks, I mean, it's always been a problem. Yeah. Like the past decade.
I think there was just one over in Iowa at a church.
Yeah, yes, there was.
In front of a church, my nigga.
There was one.
Man, that was white on white crime, but.
There was one out in the Bay Area.
That's not a thing, sir.
No, you damn right it is. I'll be.
Goddamn right.
I'll be darned.
But, so, I mean, and statistically, and this is under a Trump-appointed FBI director who said that majority of domestic terrorist attacks over the past two decades have been right-wing extremists. And they've typically been white males that have been doing the mass shooting.
Yeah. Employed and unemployed.
Granted,
hey, just side note, just so y'all know, it really do exist.
I know it do. But, so there was the shooting at the graduation.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, see, there's a black mass shooter who's a domestic terrorist, so it's not just a white thing. I'm like, having statistical values in different ethnicities shooting up places is not going to even the playing field of...
Like, by this, even yeah, a little rather, bit.
Like, it's an empirical difference. It's still going to be white mass
shootings. They're just straw-manning mass shootings. Okay. That's all the fuck they're doing. And let's be clear. The motherfucker who did that shit at the graduation... Understand that every real nigga or real hood dude or real gangster is looking at him like, you's a bitch. There were women and children in there. Yeah, you's a whole... If we going to fuck you up.
Tell them what the G-code is. Like, it's like unwritten, but we all know it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like the phrase, be easy. It don't really have a definition, but you know what it means.
Yeah.
Like, and number one is no women, no children, no elderly. If I don't care how much beef I got with you, unless you actually killed my child, if I see you with your child, that's a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, all right, yeah. When I see you alone, my nigga, yeah, it's
you,
on.
I see you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Now,
if I see you with an adult, or you're like your mama or your grandma, I'm going to look at you. I'm going to make sure you see the nigga like, yeah, nigga, I caught you slipping. But I'm letting you know you're with your OG. So.
You on notice.
You know, I'm letting you know, nigga. You know. But, yeah, I mean, and also no civilians, man, because that innocent bystander shit, like, that's why niggas really didn't like drive-bys at first. You know, that
we was not big on that shit.
Was only hot over in the west side and shit. You know, they had too many cars in New York to drive by any fucking thing. But, yeah, man, like, civilians, they were off the market, too. Because, like, if you ain't about that life, then why put you in that fucking
And
life?
Just from where I came up in North Omaha, guns was last resort shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
most of the motherfuckers I give everybody, most of the people I grew up, props. We throw hands.
Yeah.
You win, you win. I see you again, nigga, we gotta go again.
And we go until I win.
Yeah, exactly. Until I get a W.
Until I say it's okay.
Or you just whoop my ass so bad, I'm just like, you know what? No, that nigga got it. He got it.
You got it, man.
Touche, sir. I'll tell niggas later.
Maybe
like,
I was out a lot.
Leave that nigga alone.
You was right.
Like, woo, that boy quicker than a hiccup. Yeah, but I mean, there are other unwritten rules to the G code, but that is one of the more important ones. Like,
yeah, they don't go into churches. They don't go into schools. They definitely don't go into schools.
Fuck no.
You get your ass. You can't get jumped in the bathroom. I will say that. I got jumped in the bathroom.
Yeah, but
you got jumped. It's not jumped. Mass shooting. You got hands.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was fucked up. You got jumped. But
I'm trying to negate the strawman. Like, well, you can't say that gangsters don't try to infiltrate schools. I'm like, yeah, they do.
Yeah, they
but
do.
But do they shoot them up?
Yeah. No. That's where you meet your fellow young gang members at fucking school. You know?
Yeah, getting jumped and whatever, that's fine. I walked away from that.
Yeah.
Like,
but you know the...
I read a... on TikTok, actually, didn't read it. Dude brought up an interesting point. The kid that did the was it Uvdale or
Uvalde,
which
was a shit show. Oh my god!
Oh, the fucking cops on that one—that's a whole different thing.
And, at the school,
yeah. Them cops are bitches, wholeheartedly. Oh, yeah. Dude, they need their badges,
which goes to show that police are real fucking humans. You know all that. Oh well, they're police, and you have to respect. No, bitch, that is a fucking job, and they chose not to do their fucking job.
I'm like, there was literally a flock of cops with weapons against one dude, and he clutched it. If this was fucking Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, that was GTA.
The cops really touché. Nigga, said, five stars. On the mic, like, it wasn't even a hot mic. It was just, like, talking just like this. They're like, our officers didn't want to get shot. I'm like, motherfucker, you in the wrong job then.
Protect and serve. Yeah. Oh, you can shoot motherfuckers. I mean, you can shoot.
No, they didn't take that shit.
Unarmed black motherfuckers. But you don't want to get shot.
Now, I've been called sociopathic for lacking empathy towards human beings.
Hey, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but this is the first time I see you since that nigga Tug Dog died. You ain't shit.
I'll tell you about that. It bleeds into the no sympathy shit.
I
no
really laughed at that nigga Tug face too hard. I think I hurt him.
Damn. But, fuck, now you made me lose my train of thought. Where the fuck was
I
going?
What you were saying? You on the path of
psychopathy. Empathy. I will not stand by and watch a child be assaulted, kidnapped, or any fucking thing. Like, you are fucking, even if it's not my child, it's fucking child.
Yeah, we gotta say that.
Who has not had.
But to hear the cops wouldn't even save their own fucking kids?
Yeah.
Did they?
Bananas, dude.
I thought that was a fucking rumor.
No. That's real.
They saved their own kids. I'm like, if you open the door, you can get all the kids out.
Y'all heard about the little girl who just smeared blood on herself and played dead. I'm like, Man, come on, dude. Like, that's a fucked up memory this little girl's about to live with for the rest of her life. It's a fucked up
memory, but I think her daddy probably
taught her. Oh, her dad is 100% proud.
Because the kid that did it, well, he's not a kid, he's grown as me, he's 18. But, like growing up, he learned those shooter drills.
That was my point. That was my point I was circling to. Like, every mass shooter, pretty much from henceforth, under a certain age, has been trained how to avoid getting caught and bypassing shooter drill protocol.
Yeah, no, because the cops were like, if you need our help, just call for us. And the kids were shouting, and the gunman heard and killed those kids.
And they teach you in active shooter drills, because my 15-year-old was telling me about it. If somebody says, do you need help, you don't say shit.
Yeah.
You just, if you're in a safe spot, you don't say shit, don't move, don't breathe loud.
Where was that school shooting at when the guy was outside like, hey, open the door to the police.
You know, all the motherfuckers got out the window.
Man. Those kids were smart about it. You know, yeah.
It's bananas because, like, now people are like, oh, we need armed teachers. I'm like,
no, you don't.
I told them, like, think of it like this. Me, a person of color, if I was a teacher and I'm responding to an active shooter, the cops come in, they see a colored man with a gun.
You the fucking shooter.
Right.
Exactly. Off the rip. No questions asked. Walk
out that bitch? Because the black good man with the gun that was at the mall, this one shooting, he took down the shooter. The cops came and killed the black man with the gun. Didn't even ask him, didn't question him, nothing. I'm like,
sounds about white.
Yeah.
Right. And I was
this
like,
this is America.
Well, and somebody was like, that's not going to happen to everybody. I'm like, as a person of color, I understand how it feels.
Yeah, you want
to
roll those dice and see if you get that fucking break? No, nigga.
I hate when motherfuckers do that shit.
Teachers get paid like between 30 and 50 grand a year. Average. I was like, because, and they keep defunding the schools, but you want these teachers to be fucking armed citizens in the classroom? I'm like, let them get caught slipping one day and one of the kids get hold that gun or something. Because
you got badass kids, huh? Like, yeah.
Not only that, nigga, as someone who's married to an educator, that's one of the most mentally stressful jobs a human being can have. It's because of the fucking today's parents who side with their kid over every fucking thing. Like,
weird.
How many
it's
teachers
wild.
Just walked out of Central?
Too many.
OPS in general?
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about OPS. I'm just talking about that one.
Just Central was like 60.
You know what I'm saying? Just
like 40, the like 300 in OPS.
600.
Yeah, exactly. But like
600.
So. Yeah. Look, my thing is like,
there's teachers, they ain't reporting. I got inside information.
Well, like, think about this way.
Inside, man. Huh?
Teachers,
for that shit.
The government won't even trust teachers with books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're going to trust them with a fucking gun. AR or a shotgun?
But and then these NRA pundits, because I would listen to the NRA fucking thing, they're circling around to games again, to video games. They're too realistic.
So, hypothetically, right, you arm these teachers. They have, let's say, they go to police route. You have a standard 9mm handgun. When mass shooters come in, they are armed to the fucking teeth. Literally Call of Duty video game style. Yeah. They got clips in their vest, multiple fucking weapons, sometimes body armor like the dude in Texas did.
They
thought he did. I'm sorry.
No, here's what I heard from these TikTok professors. They're my favorite. Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
All right. So do you know about the TikTok professors? All right. There's a bunch of these right-wing nutcases who self-proclaimed call themselves professors because they know about America.
Okay.
And I was listening to him. His name is like L. Professor Poppy or some shit like that. Whatever the fuck.
All right.
And he's some Cuban dude. He's pretty much like Enrique Tarrario from the... what are they called? Proud Boys. Kind of like him. Anyway.
But he's Cuban.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, so they were talking like, all right, so he's like, first of all, this kid was an illegal immigrant. False. Like, he had two guns, body armor, and he was actually running away from Border Patrol. Another false.
False as fuck.
I'm like, you know why he was... Because, like, well, somebody was like, well, how could he afford that if he was only 18? I was like, parents could have bought him that shit. He could have been, registered himself as an independent and got that stinny. Who fucking knows?
Listen, in Texas, it is not hard to get a gun.
Oh, hell no.
When you're 18, you can legally buy shotguns and hunting rifles.
Oh, dude, yeah. They passed legislation last year allowing ghost guns, guns with no fucking
serial numbers and
Where is that at? In Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, Texas don't.
Texas is just getting away with felonies. That's a whole 10 to 15.
Like, when I first moved up to Nebraska and I saw pickup trucks with no gun racks on their fucking back windows and shit.
Thought they were wrong.
I thought they were weird. I'm like, where the fuck is their guns and gun rack, dude? Like, nigga, wild, wild west. If Texas could be its own state, it revert back to the 1880s.
Oh, they're trying to secede or whatever. Let it happen, motherfucker.
Let it happen and have Mexico conquer them and reclaim their fucking land. Oh, bro,
that'd be lovely.
I would love it. I would then be a Mexican citizen because I love Texas's climate. I just hate the fucking people who run it.
Not wrong. Because my friend who lives in Texas is like, can you believe this shit, man? They're telling us that we can't have our AC on lower than 78. I was like, fuck that. Because they're like,
you know, well, what?
Because we don't want our power grid to shut down again.
And these are the same fucking people who are like, keep the government out of our lives. We don't need to be micromanaged.
Yeah.
Micromanaging. Like, man, fuck you. I'm putting my shit down to 62, dude. And you can suck my dick.
My shit stayed at 68. I'm butt-ass naked, nigga. We in Texas.
I was like, it stayed at 68 the whole summer.
62. I'm trying to get it as low as it goes. Damn. I'm dead ass serious.
Damn pipes.
Yeah. Like, nigga, I don't fuck around with fuck heat.
I want to see my breath when I'm talking, motherfucker.
Like, I do not fuck around.
In the house. You know what I mean? Like, I want to like live like Kanye. It has to be cold enough for me to wear a hoodie and be comfortable.
Like, look, just to put it in perspective, like, I have central air. I also have a window air conditioner in my bedroom that I turn on down to 62 with my ceiling fan on high. I want to be chilly.
This nigga in there like a damn polar bear.
Man. Nina's black ass had to adjust. She's like, you got to turn that. You got to wear clothing or get your ass under these covers. Because I needs it chilly.
No, but like, so that like they're trying to circle back to like blame video games, they're too realistic and shit. Which, by the way, there are studies that refute that directly. So now there's actual
empirical evidence. So if we're blaming video games, how come there's not dudes just, I mean, there are somewhere, because that's just a law of serial killers, but how come more prostitutes ain't getting murdered just right on the side of a fucking busy ass street? You know what I mean?
Robbed, you know?
You know what I mean?
Oh, in terms of, they brought up Grand Theft Auto, they brought up Call of Duty. All the big first-person shooters.
But the idea from Call of Duty came from the history of America. And, war.
Yeah, and the military.
War. How the fuck can you get mad at war? Nigga, y'all do it.
On the Army website, you can actually download a game.
Yep.
And it's a dope-ass fucking game, too.
I bet you they got guns and shooting.
Yeah.
Come you, on, you the man. Army.
And I bet you killing brown people.
Come on, America.
I'm just like, man, like, all week this week, I've just been talking to people. Because, like, well, trust me, now I know them. Like, we talk about the Second Amendment nonstop. I'm like, we're in the Second Amendment to say guns. You can be armed with anything.
Yeah.
I was like, and they're like, well, well-regulated militia. I'm like, that's state-appointed, right?
Key fucking phrase, well-regulated.
Well, I'm like, first of all, you guys aren't a militia. You're Tom, Dick, and Harry with a gun. I was like, second of all, you want to know what a state-appointed, well-regulated militia is? It's called the National Fucking Guard. I was like, and anybody that's served in the military, if you own a firearm on the military base, it has to be regulated. It has its own locker that is at a different location from where you are. I was like, because it's safely locked away. A lot of people in America who own guns don't have a locked case. That's why these kids keep grabbing their parents' guns.
You were in the military.
Who?
I heard a... I think he was a Marine, and he was saying that every, I want to get it right, 2 years maybe, the Marines would call everybody in, you know, individually or as a group, and make them prove that they're still proficient and know how to use this firearm safely, how to store it, how to do all this, that, and the third. And he's like, we had to do that fucking, I want to say he said every 2 years. I'm not sure if each branch is different or whatever.
Every year outside of the military.
Okay. And he was like, but civilians can just, this motherfucker who don't like black people for whatever reason, or this motherfucker who has mental health issues, can just go buy it and then never have to prove anything.
Right, no training, well,
every
no
time
nothing.
I talk to somebody that's an extremist mindset, it doesn't have to be right wing, it could be left wing, whatever.
I mean,
even though left wings are, it's rare.
It's like, just extreme.
It's like catching a Mewtwo out in fucking public. But like, I was like, so you like the military? Like, yeah,
Pokemon Go reference.
They're like, yeah, I love the military. I'm like, and even with healthcare, I'm like, when you were in the military and you went to the doctors, did you have to do anything? No. And they're like, I'm like, wasn't that cool just to walk in there? You have to like whip out nothing. In particular, you just go see a doctor. I mean, the wait period is long, even though there's nobody fucking there.
Right.
But military motto is hurry up and wait.
So I mean, it's like, that's a real doctor's office. There'd be nobody in there. You still wait an hour like, man, I'm the first motherfucker here.
And I was like, that's just pretty cool, right? They're like, yeah. I'm like, that's all we want out here. I was like, same thing with the military. Like, if you own a gun and you live in the barracks, you can't have that gun in the barracks. Sorry. The gun goes to the armory with the rest of the guns. Like, even in other countries, Japan, they have the cops come to your place to see where you're going to store the gun. And it has to be in a safe. And it has to be regulated or certified by the government. Like, all right, this is approved. You can put the gun in here. Because they're like, well...
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's almost like it's common sense. Which I told somebody, I'm like, these are the common sense gun laws that people are talking about. They're not trying to take your guns. I'm like, the thing that you're worried about is that you won't qualify. You won't get past that mental check.
Yeah.
Because you're fucking unhinged. And that's why you are triggered, because you're like, well, if they're going to take my guns if I'm a little bit insane. I'm like, yeah, because you shouldn't have a gun. I was like, if you...
Insane people perform mass shootings.
I was like, you, if anything, to be armed, if we had, like, guns, knives, swords, a fucking vehicle, because vehicular manslaughter is real.
Oh, yeah.
And you can fuck up a lot of people.
Exactly. I'm like,
one hit.
I was like, if you don't have proper vision, they're not going to let you drive. I was like, if you are, what's it called when blinking lights, like, make you seize?
Epilepsy.
Yeah, if you're epileptic, you can't drive.
Especially you can under certain provisions.
It's almost like there was a fucking...
Like Baby Bash's baby mama can't drive because she has fainting spells.
Yeah, so like...
I feel a little bit safer knowing that a motherfucker like that can't drive a car.
And I was trying to couch that, and the guy's like, no, because it shall not be infringed. I'm like, but it also has to be regulated. Let's circle back to the beginning of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, well, why like, the fuck are we trying?
Regulation does not mean, obsolete. Like,
Let's take it a step further. These same motherfuckers who are arguing that, do you do the speed limit? Probably, especially when there's people around. Like, I mean, you might speed a little bit. Everybody does, but that's a regulation, sir.
Yeah.
I'm like, everything you do. Shit, do you not smoke weed simply because they said it was illegal? That's a regulation.
Shit, don't they you put that on you? Work on time.
Yeah,
that's a regulation.
Regulation.
Trust me, I was talking to all these TikTok professors because they're my favorite people to talk to.
Seatbelts, they wear them. Regulation.
If their TikTok name is Professor Something or Something Something Professor. I'm talking to them. I'm going out of my way. I'm hoping that they do a video reaction to my comment.
Like, did you really get an iPhone?
Yeah, man.
I hate you.
I'll tell you off the air, man.
You lost weight, all right.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, look, I got a TikTok message. Might be one of those dudes. Oh, nigga.
Don't get the game fucked up.
Why did you... we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Okay, no, like, my whole thing is, like, people got to understand, and I do recommend engaging... But being the sensible one when you're talking to somebody who has an extremist mindset, because I feel like we can't write them off, because they're just going to go to their echo chamber. It's going to validate their reasoning, and they're just going to be crazier.
Yeah, they're just going to go get confirmation bias.
Yep, exactly.
And then fucking
the next thing you know, we're going to see them on a fucking news mass shoot.
Real shit, dude. Because I guess it's for the Uvalde kid, adult. I call everybody kid. I'm in my 30s.
Right. Hey man, we're at that age.
Yeah, fucking terrible fucking goddamn. Yeah.
All
right, so we'll just call him a terrorist.
But I mean, 18, he was a fucking kid, essentially.
Yeah, I mean...
Nigga, we sound old.
I mean, yeah.
You saw how they couldn't take him alive. Like, oh, he's Mexican? Kill him.
Did they kill him or did he kill himself?
I thought he killed himself.
I don't know, it doesn't matter, he died.
No, that was...
No, they killed him.
Dude in Iowa killed himself.
Yep,
you're right.
Yeah, no, because like, they were congratulating Border Patrol who got there and killed him.
So Border Patrol killed him?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's where, like,
yeah, because that town ain't too far from the fucking border, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, like, it was like, oh,
still don't look good, though. Border Patrol killing the Mexican.
Well, like, it's not confirmed, but some people who are cooperating with journalists are showing screenshots of him, like, on different social media apps. And
he told people he was going
to
do it.
Exactly. He said it multiple times, and he was trying to shoot a shot at girls, and, like, oh, he was one, like, the Santa Barbara shooter. Like, women were turning him down, so he was going to go kill women. I was like, no, he went, like, when you're an incel shooter, You go for other women, like reproducing women type shit, like older women. This kid went to elementary schools. He just wanted to kill people. Yeah. It wasn't like a target, but he did say he was going to shoot up a school.
Yeah, he just wanted the easiest kills.
Yep. And I was like,
fucking what a bitch.
Whole ass
How many
bitch.
Times did they shoot him?
Not enough.
Because I would have, I was like, oh shit, my bad, my fingers slipped.
All I know is it took them a fucking an hour to make a decision.
I would have shot that nigga in both his legs, both his arms, his stomach, and while he was dying, resuscitated his bitch ass. And like, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me. And just watch the life drain out of his eyes. And then bring him back one more time and then choke him to fucking death.
My friend, like, he had some dark thoughts. He was like, because he was talking about shooting him in the leg and stuff. And, like, he's like, I would rape him. I would rape him and make sure the cops see him. Right when the cops get there, I shoot him in the back of the head. So the last thing that he thought before he left the mortal plane was that he was getting raped. I was like, dude, you are dark. He's like, yeah, but what he did was darker.
I can dig it. I don't see myself raping another man. That's what anybody. I don't see myself.
But that would be the time to do it.
Yeah. But, hey, if you could clutch up.
If there was ever, like, yeah. If there was ever a justifiable rape, that is it.
I'm just going to ask your friend, where the fuck is the nearest exit to Gotham, nigga? Because you got to be the Dark Knight.
Dude, for real.
I'm going to rape him.
Dude, rape you him won't eat him.
And then take him out.
Dude, like, I was like, I mean, like, I told him, like, you're not wrong. I don't condone it, but, like,
I feel you.
Okay, so I think we're all in favor of fucking.
Well, like, bottom line is that you can't correlate, because, like, you said something about how in Chicago they're trying to
make. Oh yeah, yeah, trying to skew that data, try to classify certain shootings as mass shootings. Yeah,
but that's not only in Chicago. They're just trying to do it with
a lot of major. But they were using Chicago as an example.
Yeah, because
Chicago is ranked 26th in gun violence.
Really? Like,
yes.
Who's number one?
Fucking,
don't let Chicago know they're 26, because I feel like they
right.
Be
and,
the
and,
biggest. You mean
and summer's coming? Shit.
Yeah.
And summer coming, motherfuckers still up there feuding.
I don't know, but I was like, because I looked it up, and I was like, damn, they really are 26. Go ahead. I was like, so they're just using black communities as a scapegoat.
Yeah,
yeah, basically.
Like, just outright.
And now any gang shootout is going to be considered a terrorist attack.
Well,
so I wonder, is the Klan going to be charged with the same, or the Hell Angels, or are they going to be charged with the
speaking
same?
Speaking of, did you hear about that fucking Hell's Angels shooting?
No.
Oh my God, let me fucking.
We got time. We got like five more minutes.
Well, it ran across my goddamn news feed. Hell's Angels had a shootout. Let's see. News. Against the Vagos.
Okay.
I think that's it. Vagos.
Sound about right. I don't know.
Yeah. Memorial Day weekend, shooting on the Las Vegas area freeway was an apparent ambush by Hell's Angels members on rival Vagos biker gang members returning from a veterans cemetery ride.
So they hit them after a funeral.
But they're not a gang.
Oh yeah, they're a gang. They follow code too, because they waited until after the funeral. They wouldn't all the way disrespect.
That just circled back to the G.
Still, that's.
But that's just for shit. If Ryan Hay ever hears this shit, calling him out by name. You're not a gang. No, fuck you, nigga. Y'all rock red bandanas and y'all have secret handshakes. That's called gang shit.
That's an organized hit, nigga. Gang shit. That can file a RICO case right there.
Yeah, that's yeah. I was just like,
bottom line, you can't correlate domestic terrorists with gangsters.
Yeah, you cannot. And furthermore, like, for the whole, well, they're going to take our guns. I'm like, no, they're not. Because no matter how illegal you make a gun, criminals are always going to be able to get them.
Well, because this one guy's like, well, what if the government? I'm like, have you? The government, first of all, if we wanted to fight the government, we're going to lose. You ever seen what an F-35 can do? I'm like, my mom works for, was contracted by a military company, Northrop Grumman. They specialize in making military weapons. Their weapons are bananas. Like, they can carpet bomb with a drone. Like, a small-ass drone, no bigger than this fucking table.
Yeah.
I was like,
not only that, niggas in the hood, like, the few times that we've had like really heavy artillery, like niggas popped up with grenades, like, where the fuck did you get a grenade?
Right.
That was big news. Like, where the fuck did you get that?
Niggas get the
They just got them. Like, just chucking them bitches out like freebies at a concert. Like, here, nigga,
take this. You get a grenade. You get a grenade. Everybody gets a grenade.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck how much artillery you got as a thug or gangster or biker on the streets.
Or redneck.
You ain't got heat-seeking nothing.
Right.
No.
They do. They got x-ray tech.
They got the darts. They blow on your ass and just...
Well, they're trying to equip it. Like, oh, you could be like Ukraine. I'm like, Ukraine has other nations helping them supply to face Russia. I'm like, who's going to help us? You think Canada's going to... Hey, you guys need some help?
No. I'm just saying. I'm just going to put this on record. I really don't give a fuck about Ukraine until they elect the black citizens out as well. So until then, fuck them. I mean, and whatever the fuck happens over there.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that
thing? I'm also under the impression, you niggas shouldn't have been in Ukraine. Why the fuck are y'all over there?
Hey, look. I can't help it if somebody great-great-granddaddy fought a war and swore these royal oats over there, you know?
Yo, did niggas you see that message I sent you guys? I know I sent it to you. I don't know if I sent it to you.
It might have went to the other number of the other number that I had, so yeah.
But like, when China hit up the UN like, hey, you guys need to investigate the United States over all these mass shootings. China, of all people, were like,
hey,
UN, you guys need to investigate. And UN's like, damn. Like,
so, let's China do better gun control, people. But speaking of China. The cave.
Man.
Them niggas gonna need
next episode. Next episode. We're talking about shit that we shouldn't be doing.
Next episode, why China will need all the guns.
Yeah, send all of our domestic terrorists over there to go fucking...
Yeah, throw them in the... Oh, that's a...
Dude, that's a fucking show right there. Yep. Next episode.
Yeah. Smack that bitch. Shit. No. Put cameras in the cave. Fuck it.
No, nigga, we can't send niggas in the cave. No, we don't want that shit coming up.
You send drones.
Exactly.
Drones.
There we go.
Throw all these ain't shit ass people into that cave and let whatever's prehistoric down there feed. They probably hungry. Hey, they ain't had no fast food in a while.
I'm just going to say, nigga, if you make your way back up.
That's the thing. It's like the pit. Where Bane was fucking...
I was going to say, what's the fucking one movie where they had the table going?
No, one nigga might get back to the top every fucking 50 years or something shit. And he earned it. So let him go. You know what I mean? Like, but everybody else, y'all dead.
Yeah. I'll watch that show.
On that note, 100%. We're going to log out on that one.